that is the greatness of God's power. Remember, it's selective. It's not to everybody, but it's only to those who believe. But now, if there's anybody who want to, yes, Lord, experience this, God's great power, the greatness of his power, all you got to do is open up your heart and let Jesus in by receiving him as Savior and Lord of your life. I don't know about you, but every now and then I look back over my life and see where the Lord brought me from.
Amen.
And I look at how there was a time I looked like I didn't have no hope, but the Lord, when I put my trust in him, I was able to just stand back and watch him work. And I tell you, he's brought me from a long ways. He brought you from a long ways.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so if there's anybody maybe watching by way of Facebook Live or even somebody here who would like to get on board, who would like to experience the greatness of God's power, which is in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. You may come by letter, candidate for baptism, or...
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
The book is Hebrews. Chapter 1, verse 14. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14. The word of God says, "Are they not all ministering spirits? They are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation." Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are so grateful for another beautiful day. According to your word, this is the day the Lord has made it. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, O God, for being a good God. Thank you for life. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Thank you for provisions of life. Thank you for our redemption, O God. Thank you for our family. Glorify yourself in this house. Lord, I pray that you will minister to us through your Holy Spirit. Use me to be a channel of blessing. I'm always mindful that this is your church. These are your people. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Feed our spirit man. Help us to be a better person. I thank you that your power will move mightily for your glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, and we sure give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Just for a few minutes, I want to share with you about the ministry of angels. The ministry of angels. My assignment this morning is to let you know who are these creatures that we called angels. What is the assignment to you? And how can you activate them? Let me encourage you to please pay attention, because one of the sad stories of Christendom is that God sent us help, but we never received it. Many of us go through life trying to make it on our own. You need to know about angels. You need to know what they do. And you need to know how to activate them in your life. Let me keep it simple. What is the definition of an angel? Well, I'm pleased to report in Hebrew they are called malak. And in Greek they are called angelos. Why are we talking Hebrews and Greek? Because the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. And for the most part, the New Testament is written in Greek. All those fancy words simply means angels are messengers. What did I call them? They are people that God created to be used. If you ever been around any leader, like I was saying to you earlier, leaders don't make themselves. There's usually a huge support system. The reason why I can come to this church many times and just chill is because there are messengers who are working day and night. Sometimes you call them deacons. Sometimes you call them ushers. Sometimes you call them worship team leader or band leader or whatever, but they are messengers. These are people that God used to do his work. The Bible said they are innumerable. There are millions, probably billions of them. So when God wants to do something, he will send an angel to get the job done. Tell your neighbor, I got it. Now, there are five different kinds or types of angel that the Bible recorded. One day I'll come back and go through all those technicalities. But today the focus is to help you to know how to activate them in your life. My brothers, my sisters, the message I read from the Bible to you this morning says angels are spirit beings who serve God as messengers. Then the scripture I read to you continued to say they are sent by God to help those who are heirs of salvation. Let me put it in plain English. If you are born again, God sent angels to this planet to help you. I can stop there and preach because it means if you're not born again, you ain't got no help. I don't know what got to me one day. I was a rookie preacher back there. I said on television, it is you stupid if you're not saved. How are you going to go through life dealing with all the mess, all the dramas going on? You need help. I need help. All of us need help. And the Bible says God is a very present help. Not an absent help, not a future help, a very present help. Even in time of trouble. Where the question must be asked, how does God help you? How does God help me? He used the agency of angels. Are you still here? So it means if you're born again, angels have been assigned to minister for your needs. It means when God gets ready to bless you, it will come through the agency of an angel. That's why you got to know what they do. You got to know how to activate them. If I pass the microphone around throughout the whole church, you'll be surprised. Probably 95 or more of you have never encountered angels and don't know how to activate the very person God sent to help you. That's why you got to pay attention. This is a world church. I'm not here to hoop and holler and entertain you. No, I want to enrich you by the word of God. So the bottom line is that the angels very much serve two purposes. Number one, they serve God. You remember when Adam and Eve messed up in the garden and God kicked them out. God sent an angel to stand by the gate so they don't come back. That angel is still there, swinging sword. Your pastor do that also. You'll be surprised. Because of the nature of what I do, I have four different secretaries. Now, if they don't help me, I'm in trouble. I don't know where I'm supposed to be for the rest of the day. I don't know what's on schedule or who did what. So you leaders need help. God used these angels to do his work. You remember when Gideon was about to go on the battlefield, God sent an angel. So these creatures, they serve God. But secondly, God also sent them to serve you who are born again. Let me appeal to you. See, the older I get, I'm becoming more seasoned and more diplomatic. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, I guess I'm like Paul now. I beg you by the mercy of God. Believe me when I tell you, as crazy as the world is going around, in times like this, you need a Savior. You need to make sure your anchor is hold and grip that solid rock. His name is Jesus. And it don't matter what you have done, where you've been. It don't matter what anybody says. It don't matter who is rolling their eyes. If you will believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and you will confess him with your mouth. What are you believing? That God sent him to this world to die for your sins. The Bible says you shall be saved. So it don't matter what anybody thinks. And God will clean your record. How do I know? He did it for me. I am a living witness. I always tell people, if God can save me, there's hope for every one of you. Amen. And once you are saved, once you become born again, like Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, what you need is to be born again. Then an angel is instantly assigned. God's got your back. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, the good news is that you're not in this world by yourself if you're born again. So why am I teaching about these angels? Well, I said it again. You need to know how to activate them. Another reason why I'm teaching them is that you can tell people are ignorant of the angels, their work. How do I know? You hear people ask questions like, are they those fat babies with wings? People will ask me, are they really real? Is it true they have wings? Do they live in the cloud? People will even ask me, why? Do they play harps? You can see symptoms of ignorance. So today we want to make sure that you know who these people are and how they can be a blessing to you. Please take note in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. The Bible kind of, by implication, confirmed that many of us are ignorant of the ministry of angels. You know how the Bible said that? He said, many of us even entertain angels, and we don't know. You see what ignorance will do to you? That's like meeting your kinfolk, and you don't even know you're related. That's ignorance. So we don't want to be ignorant of God's plan and purpose to help us. So I want to teach you to be more sensitive and to recognize an angel when you see one. Angels are sent to this world to add strength to you. God knows we are going to be facing all kinds of challenges. When I say God is a very present help, the way he does it is to send an angel to add strength to you. The Bible is full of examples of what I'm talking about. In the Old Testament, you will remember in the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verse 17, there was a young girl by the name Hagar. She had a little baby. She was kicked out of the house. She had no food. Baby is crying. Many of you can identify with this. Guess what God did? God sent an angel to assist her. You see how this thing, how God rolled. Again, you will see it in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 11. When God asked of Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Abraham got on top of the mountain, tied up the child, and he was ready to strike that baby. and an angel speak and say, hey, hold it. You see how God used angels? All of a sudden, the angel told Abraham there was a ram in the bush. Again, you see this in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12. Jacob was minding his own business. The Bible says he fought with an angel all night long. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. So there are human beings like you and me who have encountered with angels. You are also a candidate. That's why the Bible says they are ministering spirits who are sent to minister for heirs of salvation. One time, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego find themselves in a fiery furnace. Even the king testified. We put three people in. But when I look in the fire, I saw a fourth person. That's an angel. Are you still here? That's in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 28. It's not just in the Old Testament. You get to the New Testament, you see the same thing over and over again. Remember when Jesus was about to be born? Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It was an angel that came to Mary, introduced himself, told Mary, I am sent by God. See, that's what angels do. Again, you will remember in the same book of Luke chapter 1, verse 11, Reverend Zachariah was in the church serving. An angel showed up and said, hey, boo, I know your wife has been barren. But God sent me to tell you, you're going to have a baby. So angels are real. In fact, Zachariah, a preacher, said, well, that's you must be joking. My wife is old, I'm old. We're dealing with that problem. The angel said, because you don't believe, you're going to be muted. You will not be able to speak until the miracle happens. Because some of us, we are so ignorant that with our mouth we can mess up God's promises in our life. Are you still here? Again, you see throughout the ministry of Jesus Christ, angels were sent to minister to him. When he was tempted, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says, after 40 days, you know, naturally you are weak. God sent an angel to minister to Jesus Christ. My point to you is that angels are working. I would have loved to just take you out and get some two-piece chicken. I got to watch what I say. Now, my doctor is in the house. We'll make sure we get Diet Coke. Praise the Lord. I just want to hang out with you and share with you about angelic encounters in my own life. There's no way I could do what I do without the help and ministry of angels. Angels are real. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26, a deacon by the name Philip, an angel appeared to him and said, I want you to go. There's an African, Ethiopian eunuch in the desert. I want you to go meet him. Why? It was God who sent an angel. Over and over again. Even in the Bible, there was a war in heaven. You would never read of God trying to give somebody a punch in the face. He sent his angels to fight this battle. I'm privileged to mentor many pastors. I tell them all the time, chill. A lot of what you're doing, you need some angels in this house. Some of them, they go and wash the bathroom and come under the pulpit. They put the control of the sound and under the pulpit. What's wrong with you? Learn to be a leader. You provide vision. He said, feed my sheep. Lead them. I'm helping some pastor, you know. Just calm down. God was not involved giving the devil a sucker punch. No. He got angels to do that. To tell you how real angels are, even the Bible gives their names. So this is not just some make-believe story or fairy tale. The Bible talks about angel Gabriel. He showed up. He said, I am Gabriel. That's my name. I stand in the presence of God. So you won't confuse him. Man, that look like Joy Dara. No. The devil is a lie. When God get ready to fight in heaven, he used angel Michael to lead the fight. So what is my message to you this morning? You need the ministry of angels in your life. Pastor, why you say that? When you go to the hospital, when you're on the highway, I was telling my wife the other day, I said, look, you may be saying you're driving your own lane, but you don't know whether the other driver on the other lane is drunk or high. You need the ministry of angels in your life. Even on your job, you think they like you. You're right. You're just another number. We all need angels in our lives. Even over your children. I got 5 kids. I don't know where they are. My wife said, well, let's just program their phone so we can monitor. You're right. We need angels to watch over my children, to watch over your children, to protect you on your job, to protect you in your career. Are you all still here? I'm talking about the ministry of angels. When you're facing attack, sometimes people will attack you. They don't even know your name. You've never met them. You have done nothing. And yet they'll be talking bad about you. People of this world, they will persecute you even for righteousness' sake. We call them player haters. You need the ministry of angels. So when you need protection, when you need direction, when you need guidance, when you need somebody to fight for you, God will use the agency of angels. Now you know what they do. Now you know who they are. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, Although angels are assigned to you as children of God, most Christians never activate them. In fact, to be brutal, hey, don't turn me off. You know I'm telling the truth. Most Christians don't even know how to activate them. That's why the Lord called my attention to this. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it that we don't activate our angels? Why is it that we don't know how? Part of the problem is that the body of Christ is uninformed. Now you see what the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Another reason is basically we are ignorant of the word of God. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, angels stands ready, willing, and able to help you. But they are not activated. So we have so many unemployed angels. That's the challenge we face in our world today. So as a result, these angels, they're just watching silently, shaking their head. Many of us as believers, we struggle with burdens. The ones that angels are created to help you with. But we are struggling, we are fighting. We lose our hair. Our face becomes wrinkled. Just because. One songwriter said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. What needless pain. That's right. Needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry. In fact, I say we don't even know how to carry. Oh, glory. You'd be amazed how many Christians are working under pressure, stressed. The very thing that angels are commissioned to help you with, you're carrying the burden all alone. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of this, the enemy of our soul is taking advantage of our ignorance. That's why I'm taking time to teach this morning. If you learn how to activate your angel, your prayer will become bolder. Have you noticed you go to church, they always pray in general. Their prayer is not bold. When was the last time you go to church and you ask somebody, a preacher, a deacon, a deaconess to pray, and they say, hey, you in the name of Jesus, get up. Oh, they don't pray like that. They pray in general. They try to be politically correct. When you learn how to activate your angels, your prayer will become boldness. Your authority will become clearer. I say this with utmost humility. One of the things that people have noticed about me is the authority in which I speak. The boldness. Where does that come from? Because I've learned not to be alone. I implore and put to work the ministry of angels. One songwriter put this way, he said, I have a father who cares. When you know you have a backup, then you don't have to be scared of the witches. You don't have to be scared of the wizard. You don't have to be scared of anybody. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? When you know who you are and whose you are, it will give you boldness. God is so sure about it. He said, a lot of battles that you and I fight, he said, this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. So when you walk in the authority that God has given you, your daily life become a stage for divine activities. Please take note. The Bible says a lot about angels. I wish I have time just to walk you through the word of God. So, this thing I'm telling you about angels, they are not fake news. They are not poetic phrases. They are not just symbolic stuff. They are real. The Bible is very clear about them. The Bible is very consistent about angels. Even sometimes I will come into this house and I see angels in worship with us. Freely I receive, freely I'm giving to you this morning. To let you know how sure this thing is, the Bible says in Psalms 91, verse 11, he said, God shall give his angel charge over you to keep you all the way on your job. He got you. In your home, he got you. In your ministry, in your marriage, over your children. He'll give you, he give angels charge over you. By the way, the word charge means assignment. In other words, God has assigned some angels. When he say to keep you, that word keep means to guard you, to protect you. Some of us would have been dead but for the ministry of angels, because we do dumb things. I'm one of those. Ain't no shame in my game. Just dumb stuff. They would say, don't eat this. I said, no. I'm a grown man. I eat what I want. If you want to kill yourself there, go ahead. You dumbo. But thank God for angels. Amen. I never will forget. I woke up one day and I saw this big guy right in front of my bed. I said, oh man, somebody has come to rob the house. Now I know I got a gun, but my gun is not loaded. And then I discovered he was pushing my chest and pushing my chest. I knew, oh, man, we're in bad shape today. Until he spoke to me and said, while you were sleeping, your heart was skipping and speeding. And I've been here all night ministering to you. And I just cry my heart out. God wants to help you. God wants to help every one of us. My problem may not be your problem, but it don't matter what you're facing today. God is a very present help in time of trouble. I want to tell you in closing how you're going to activate your angel. First of all, you need to know, ladies and gentlemen, angels doesn't respond to needs. I'm trying to help you. Those of you are my black members now. Those of you my white members, you all right now. You're on this section of the sermon. Just because you have need, that don't move angels. So all the religiosity, wrong teachings, all of our life, you better throw that away. The Bible says, why should you die before your time? Angels doesn't respond to needs. Angels doesn't respond to emotion. My people, you get all excited, emotional, you whoop and holler and jump. That will not activate your angels. In fact, angels does not respond to your desperation. They respond, according to the Bible, they respond to only one thing. The word of God. The word of God. I'm teaching you how to activate angels in your life. They respond not to your emotion. No. Trouble in my way. You better shut up and learn some Bible. I'm going to cry sometime. Who told you that? So much trouble. No, you're cursing your own self. Angels want to hearken to the word of God. Psalms 103, verse 20, bear witness to that. He said, bless the Lord, all ye his angels, who excel in strength. He said, who does God's command and hearken to what? His word. That's what you need. I can close my book and go home now. But just in case somebody didn't register yet, I'm going to keep on pushing. Angels move when the word of God is voiced. Stop all the drama. Stop all the theatrics. Stop all the emotional gyration. When your life is on the line, you need the ministry of angels. And God has been kind to assign you angels to help you. Now you need to activate them with the word of God. Another thing you need to watch out for, angels doesn't respond to your opinion. Church folks are full of opinion. Brother Pastor, can I make a motion? Sit down and shut up. Do you have a word from the Lord? Angels doesn't respond to your worries or your opinion or your emotion. Angels respond to believers' declaration of the word of God. So the reality, why I get so passionate about this, is that we have too many angels that are inactive. Why? Because believers will remain silent. You even come to church today. I was counting how many times the minister leading us in worship, I have to say, clap your hand. Five times. I thank God that he has that kind of patience. I don't have that. I really don't. I expect people to know the truth and let the truth set you free. The book of Psalms 47 verse 1 say, oh, clap your hand, all ye people. Shout with a voice of victory. And then you come to the house of God and you sit there. You look cute. You look dignified. We are Baptists. Really. When you're facing the attack of the enemy, when the devil is trying to mess with your children, nobody should have to remind you to clap your hand. Nobody should have to remind you. You can shout your way out of trouble. Angels respond to the word of God. And many of them are waiting right now as we speak. They are waiting for command, your instruction. What do you want me to do? I'm here to serve you. Angels are crying out. But while angels are waiting for your command, church folks, you're waiting for your relief. And so the two don't mix. While angels are waiting for spoken word from you, most church folks, you're waiting for your circumstance to change. And for the most part, nothing changed. And you see people dying before their time. Because these angels were never activated. Believers are praying, and they are praying vague prayer, general prayer, open-ended prayers. I want you to know the devil is working extra time to keep you quiet. So please, if you don't get anything, I see my wife standing up telling me you need to stop. Let me try this section. If you don't get anything today, please, I'm begging you. Just like we go to buy you classic, you don't sit there and be quiet. I know you all love the New Orleans Saints. I went to see their game one day. God is my witness. I went with that deacon there, Deacon Curtis. The New Orleans said never lose one game that year. And I told Deacon, I said, today they're going to lose. He's still asking. He said, why you say that? I said, because they are playing my team. Then I reached into my pocket and got a bottle of oil. True story. You can talk to him. Yeah, your husband. So I begin to anoint the ground. Deacon said, Pastor, what's wrong with you? This is a game. I said, you don't understand. This is serious business. So I anointed the ground. And bless God, the deacon came back to me and said, Pastor, you cannot be wearing your Dallas Cowboy jacket here. This is New Orleans. They will. I said, first of all, I'm cold. It was cold that day. And second of all, I am proud of my own team. I said, I'm here on an assignment. By the way, I don't want to take too much of your time so I don't get in trouble with my wife. That was the only game they lost that year. Well, oh Lord, yeah. In conclusion, take note that the angelic assistance is not occasional. Angels don't help you only when you're in trouble. Angels don't help you only when you are in emergency. Angelic ministry is every day. Good time, bad time, every day, round the clock, 24 hours. So take advantage. Look at what Psalms 34, verse 7 says. The angel of the Lord encamp around them that fear God. And he delivered them from all their trouble. That word encamp means is there constantly, round the clock. To encamp means to stay, to surround you, to remain. Angels don't just visit. They are in your company. They accompany you. They are assigned to you. Everywhere you go, he walks with you. You never be without divine support if you're a child of God. A lot of what we say, the problem, you need to know and leave this place today knowing God's got your back. Amen. Amen. These angels are waiting for activation. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 12, the angel said to Daniel, from the very first day you prayed, God heard you, and God sent me. From the first day, what's the message? Your words matter. Your declaration matters. Just think about it. And I don't know if this is a good example. Right now, our U.S. military force, they are all around the Middle East. Am I right about it? Ships, big machine, aeroplane, they're all there. But notice what they're doing. They're just there. They will not do anything until they hear a command from our commander-in-chief. What I've been trying to tell you all day, angels are standing. They're just going to stand there until they hear from you. And you need to make sure when you're ready to speak, speak something. When you say, well, I'm always sick during this time of the year, that cannot move any angel. Speak the word of God. Speak the promise of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. No devil can stop you. Then, don't just quote the Bible. Command the angels. Go and bring it to pass. Can I help somebody? Some of you probably want a new house right now. First, you desire a new house. And then guess what you need to begin to do now? Speak the word. And command the angels to bring it to pass. You know what we do instead? We desire, we want a new house. And then we begin to work so hard. Oh, they're going to ask me for deposit. Oh, they're going to ask for my credit report. Oh, they're going to ask me my tax rate. And you've worked, you're toiling. And now it's 6, 7 years. You still don't have no house. There's nothing wrong to get your down payment down because they want you to have a skin in the game. There's nothing wrong to clean up your credit. But except the Lord, build the house. Everybody that labors, they labors in vain. Some of us can testify, when we got a house, or some of you, maybe you got your car, we don't even have no money. Even my own wife told me, please don't sign. You know we cannot pay. I said, shut up, woman. Once I was young. Now I'm an old man. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Their seed will not beg for bread. Call up. Speak the word of God. And command the angels. Go bring it to pass. Angels get excited. They are moved into action when they hear you be in agreement with God. Let me say this. I promise I will stop now. See, it's one thing to say the word of God in your mouth, but it's a different thing to believe. If you don't believe, like I know folks in the choir, not this choir, they've been hanging around me long enough to know better. But you'd be amazed how many people are singing what they don't believe in their heart. You'll be amazed how many pastors, preachers, preaching the word, and you can't see the evidence of it in their life because they don't believe what they're preaching. So I'm not just saying speak the word. There's an element of faith, exercise of your faith. When you believe what God said and you put it in your mouth and you are quick to decree and declare it. The angels. Then you command the angels. Go and bring it to pass. Watch God move. Job chapter 22, verse 28. The Bible says, if you decree a thing. That's right, son. It shall be established. Just like a head coach called the play. Every day when you wake up, call your own play. It don't matter what the Dow, the Wall Street, the stock market, or whatever the economy says. Tell yourself, this is the day the Lord has made it. I will rejoice. I'm going to ask all of you to stand. I want to pray with you. If you're here today and you say there are areas in my life that I want the ministry of angels to assist me, I don't need to know the detail. An exercise of your faith is when you can openly admit that I need divine help. In treatment, they said a crackhead can never be helped until he first recognizes that he's a crackhead.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. The Lord is-